Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Clerk prepares for Election Day challenges, urges election judges to fulfill crucial roles. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. With the general election less than 2 months away, Campbell County Clerk Cindy Lovelace is focused on ensuring enough election judges are in place to run a smooth voting process. The Gillette News Record reported on August 20th during the primary election, polls were delayed by 10 minutes after around 10 election judges failed to show up without notice. Speaking at the commissioners' meeting last week, Lovelace emphasized the importance of election judges showing up for their duties. Lovelace said being an election judge is not something to be taken lightly. It is a significant responsibility, not just a volunteer role. We pay them, so it's essential they understand how crucial their role is. In response to the shortage, Lovelace had to pull employees from the clerk's office to cover the gaps, resulting in the office being closed for the day. She noted that around 10 other counties, mostly smaller ones, also closed their clerk's office on election day due to similar staff constraints. Lovelace is considering whether Campbell County should adopt the same approach as her staff is stretched thin on election day. In another issue, a power outage at Camplex raised concerns about the impact on voters. However, Lovelace reassured the public that the voting machines have backup batteries capable of running for several hours, so the outage had no effect on the voting process. There was a minor issue in one rural precinct where a machine lost power after it wasn't plugged in. But once it was connected, everything powered up as expected. With preparations underway, Lovelace is committed to ensuring everything runs smoothly come Election Day. State Treasurer Kurt Meyer blasts Governor Mark Gordon over investment authority dispute. In a heated exchange at the Wyoming Republican Party Central Committee meeting, State Treasurer Kurt Meyer sharply criticized Governor Mark Gordon. Meyer's frustration stems from Gordon's opposition to a proposal that would have granted the treasurer more authority over state investment funds. According to Cowboy State Daily, Meyer accused the governor of undermining his office and prioritizing personal power over effective governance. The proposal aimed to streamline the process for hiring investment managers and managing the state's $5 billion alternative investment portfolio. Gordon's office raised concerns about concentrating too much power in one position, citing potential risks if future treasurers lack integrity. Meyer, who felt blindsided by the comments, argued that the changes would expedite decisions without compromising oversight. Meyer used the occasion to call for a stronger alignment with the party's platform and criticized the governor's approach to state financial management. He also expressed concerns about Gordon's influence over the treasurer's role and potential interference in other offices. Governor Gordon has not commented thus far. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.